All right. Hi there, it's Rockin' in here. How are you doing? As usual, I am your podcaster. So, if you had listened to the last one that I did, which is the American Revolution Bicentennial, and after that, nothing followed, that's because I took a time off because I need to take care of my, my arms, and I've been going to the physical therapy, and by the time I was done. I'm just exhausted. So I decided, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and leave it alone for the meantime. But now I am back and I am podcasting here while I was looking at the birds outside my backyard. Sun is out, still breezy because it's still I think we're still in the middle of winter here. Oh, however, I was able to walk outside and just, roll with it. Okay, so my first day of issue stump today is the historic preservation. And this was dated October 29, 1971. It was typed on a letterhead from the Foxborough Company, and it was written by Rexford A. Bristol, chairman executive chairman for the company way back in the 1960s. And he said, "Mr. R. Page, Purchasing Agent, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Page, Charles W. Morgan, the whaling ship portrayed on this commemorative is moored at Mystic Seaport, Mystic, Connecticut. A legendary spot. It's difficult when visiting Mystic to remain even mindful of the fact that it's really 1971. Strolling cobblestone waterfront streets, masts, booms, and spars against the sky, or tramping unpaved roadways that never have known motor car travel. You'll certainly think the 20th century hadn't dawned and the 1800s were still with us." Next paragraph. "Renovated and relocated structures makes this seaside village out of the past a unique experience. There's an apothecary, apothecary shop, doctor's office, sail-making loft, rope walk, shipsmiths, Seaman's Tavern, Chandler's Emporium, among other old buildings." Third paragraph. "Biggest attraction, however, the ships resting at dockside. Not surprisingly, the Charles W. Morgan, a National Historic Landmark, easily still this scene. The Morgan, dignified and venerable at 130 years of age, is the world's last existing wooden whaler. In her active days, the Morgan made 37 ocean voyages, one lasting 3 years, traveled greater distance, and took more whales than any other vessels." Oh, this is neat. Next paragraph. "The discovery of oil, of course, halted large-scale commercial whaling, with fossil-replacing sperm oil, both a way of life and a means of livelihood for thousands, came to an end. Yet this slack long since has been taken up by worldwide refining." Next paragraph. "At Foxborough alone, we employ countless people whose primary concern is serving the petroleum sector. In fact, oil refineries are among the largest users of Foxborough's instruments, blending system, and computerized control." Last paragraph. "Perhaps we wonder in providing background for this stamp. The point is, the seaport of at Mystic, where the Morgan lies, offers a fascinating return to an exciting earlier America. Bold, stirring, it was an era that tested every man who went to the sea to the very wellspring of his being. Visit Mystic when next in New England. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol." So this is my podcast for today, and if you're listening, thank you and come back again. Bye.